This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Swatting has become a major problem in America. In case you're not familiar with the term, it is a form of harassment that occurs by calling in a fake report to law enforcement that often requires a SWAT unit to go to the victim's home. It may involve a false report that shots have been fired or that a family member has been taken hostage. Swatting only got the attention of the corporate media when Maine's Secretary of State was swatted when she ruled President Trump was ineligible to be put on the primary ballot. Many of the news accounts and even a recent op-ed in the New York Times makes it seem like only Democrats have been targeted with this criminal action. That is not the case. For example, Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene was swatted on Christmas Day. She reports that she had been swatted 8 times before that. She is frustrated that law enforcement can't seem to figure out who is responsible. Representative Brandon Williams is a Republican member of Congress who was also swatted on Christmas Day. He posted his thanks to the deputies and troopers who left with homemade cookies and spiced nuts. Republican Senator Rick Scott has also been swatted and expressed his frustration that it's wasted time and resources of law enforcement. He also added that it terrorized his family. John Paul Mac Isaac is the computer repairman who exposed Hunter Biden's laptop to the world. His home was swatted by Wilmington Police Department. He applauded their professionalism. You know, swatting is not only a waste of time and money, it is dangerous. One man was killed a few years ago, and another tragic accident could easily take place again. This is a crime that is flourishing because there's no significant deterrent. It's time to pass a law against swatting. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Socialism, go to viewpoints.info/socialism. That's viewpoints.info/socialism.